Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers, second show. How's everybody doing? It is March 22nd, 2024, 3 p.m. in California. Troy boy, you there?
Mr. Schultz, how you doing?
What's up, brother? How you doing? Shots, brothers.
What's up, brother? Shots, brothers.
Shots, brothers with no shots.
Oh, I got shots.
Gosh, what are we doing shots of today? Because I've run it dry.
So I got shots of vodka. Because I got
vodka.
Diabetes. Diabetes 2. So I looked on the internet and I'm like, well, what's the best thing for a diabetes person to drink? And like vodka.
Besides water.
I drink, you don't understand. Yeah, I drink so much water during my day. And then when I get off work, I was drinking beer. Beer's not, but I'm like, bullshit. Beer's got to have sugar in it. And then I went to, they said vodka. So
vodka.
Vodka, and then I drink a drink of the vodka.
I drink the vodka.
And what I do it with is tomato juice. It's like
sounds
Bloody
nice.
Mary.
Yeah.
Yep. And, yeah, it's not like I'm afraid. I mean, do I want to live to 90? No. Who the fuck in this world right now? Does anybody want to live to 90? Do you want to see this?
No way. No way. Unless they have that bed you sit in and it fixes everything. Sorry, I'm moving up and down here. I had to get something for the show.
We have a judge in New York that hates the next president.
They hate
and is destroying his legacy. Destroying his legacy.
Yeah, they're going to take his golf course? Is that what they're saying?
This is the most corrupt country on the planet. And we're supposed to be fucking free? And we're free?
Hey, we're PG. That's two.
Okay,
two
F-bombs. I'm sorry.
That's on you this time.
We got guests
calling. 563-999-3404. If you're listening to us live right now, call in. We want to hear your thoughts on anything. 563-999-3404. Oh yeah, dude, what they're doing to Trump is just—it's pathetic. They're just so desperate. They're so desperate. They fear him like no other.
Oh, it's bad. And what people don't understand is, if they pull this off, we're next.
Yeah, they can do it to his ass, or I mean, to him.
A multi-billionaire. We're nothing. then it comes, it's communism. You know, they're saying Banana Republic, same shit, same stuff. But it's pure communism. And we're done. I mean, the common people are done. And that's I don't get how, I really don't. I just don't understand how these Democrats think the way they do. Because if this goes down, we, everybody's going to be the same. Okay? I don't care how much money you got. But the good old boys are going to revenge.
Mm-hmm.
And so are they. But I promise you, it ain't going to end well for them.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're going to have to live in the filth that they're wanting. I don't understand
they're not going to have to
live in it?
Trust me, doors ain't solid.
No.
I'm not going to go raid, you know, this ends up bad. I'm not going to go raid a trailer park for food and for shelter. If they get their way, if shit goes wrong, I'm going to look for the biggest house around.
Yeah, they have a nice pantry. Nice pantry.
Yeah. So I really don't get it. They're just wanting to end. They said we got 8 billion people. They said they want them down to 500 million.
Yeah, that's a lot of people got to go. Georgia Guidestone said that.
They got to go.
Got to go.
And this next little thing is going to...
They tried with the shot.
Well, the shot...
Millions.
Well, guess what? With the shot now, they're shooting cattle and pigs.
Oh, yeah, it's in
shot.
The meat now.
It's in the meat now. So I don't know how that.
Your stomach.
What?
Is your stomach growling?
Yeah. Did you hear that? Yeah, dude, I'm hungry all the time. I am hungry all the time. You want to talk about that? Let's talk about that. Let's get off the subject.
Let's get off the subject
real quick. So, yeah. So, I'm a user of TRT, right?
TRT.
And,
Thunder Chief. TRT. Thunder
Chief. Wait.
What is TRT for us lame in persons? TRT?
So,
testosterone?
THT. I'm sorry. THT. So it's testosterone therapy. Okay? So you go into your clinic. You look up on your maps. We're not sponsored by anybody yet, but you go in, you take your blood test, and I promise you, if you're over the age of 40, your levels are really low. You know, I was feeling lethargic and just lazy and this and that. Yeah, I haven't took my second blood level yet, but it's It's phenomenal. And I don't know why you don't do it.
THT. If you got a lady and you want a gun, but you ain't got the guts. Now you're actually night and day enough to drive.
This is,
you know.
This is why I don't do the freaking shows. Because I'm about six drinks in, but. That's why I told you.
I'm hitting the pin. I'm hitting the pin like a boss right now, so it's all good. So THT for low T. I also heard eat onions and you're good to go. Raw onions. You eat raw onion like an apple, like the Tate brothers do. Pure testosterone.
Yeah.
But then you stink and sweat out onion. I'd rather get the shot. Well, where do you get the shot? In the ass?
Yeah, right in the ass.
Right in the ass. So you just do it yourself?
No, they shoot it for you.
Oh, do you
shoot it for
you?
What's that?
Or you get a guy. Probably get a guy, huh?
One girl. But normally it's this guy.
Slaps your ass.
The tattooed up guy. You know? You know? You always wish it'd be, you know, the nurse. I don't want a guy touching my ass. I don't want a guy anywhere near my ass. But
hey, it's medical. Come on.
I don't give a fuck.
Not like you're taking him out for a steak dinner.
No, it doesn't matter.
It is awkward.
A nurse is a woman, and that's how I grew up. You know, you think of a nurse.
Dropping your drawers in front of a woman is kind of awkward.
A woman is awkward?
A nurse? Yeah, in the fucking cold fucking hospital room? It's not the best thing to do in the world.
So you'd rather drop the drawers in front of a nurse guy?
No, neither. No, definitely a woman, not a guy.
You better pick one.
What color is the eyes of the guy who shoots you in the ass?
I don't know, but I'm telling you right now, if it's a nurse, I'd rather have it be a woman.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Even a doctor anymore. I'd almost rather have it be a woman.
Last time I went to the doctor was a long time ago, and it was a woman, and I had to drop drawers. She was older, though. The whole turn your head and cough, chica.
You didn't get anything else?
She was like older, dude. I didn't get a chub.
What's wrong with you, dude?
Look,
come on, man.
She's going to check my for hernia. I don't think she wants a boner.
You don't know that.
And you're like, yeah, this isn't a boner. This is flaccid.
Oh, shit.
I'm hitting it. Okay, so this... Papas and herbs. We got some sativa pineapple. I'm hitting a pin. THC is probably about 90-something percent. Might have a little bit of CBD. It's totally portable. Stealth. Quick hit. Here we go.
Wait. What are you talking about? I know what you're talking about, but are you talking about a pin?
I'm talking about, okay, it's called the pin. All it is liquid deliciousness. All right, it's a portable little thing. It's like a vape.
Yeah. Okay. So for a lot of the people out there that don't know this, like me, explain it.
All right. So you've seen the vapes, right? You've seen people hitting the vapes around.
Glad
so it's a tiny little vape. that is a disposable. Yep. So it's already ready to rock. It has a little charging port so you can charge it where you charge your phone when it runs out of power. And it has a clear little window which shows the fucking, the distillate or whatever, the fucking resin. And yep. so you just pull on it. You pull on it like a hit. It heats up, and then you hit that shit. If this is 1 gram. Papa's an herb. It's sativa, so it's stuff that's going to keep you awake.
So it's completely legal.
Oh, 100%.
In California.
Yeah, yeah.
California.
In, where you're at, it's probably illegal. You go to jail. But here, you could shove it up your bum, then hit it, and it's legal.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Anything goes here. Anything goes.
Yeah, you're right. Anything goes. Fucking, I'm sorry for cussing again. I can't. Yeah, legals. Boom. Anything goes. Gates are open.
Did you see El Paso? They bum rushed the National Guard.
Yeah, they killed a couple of them.
What is going on, dude? What are we doing?
Here's what they're doing. They're letting in voters.
What's your name? You're a Biden supporter.
What's that?
All these guys they're letting in, they're going to get their name, and then they're just going to register them as Democrats.
Yeah.
And these guys won't vote. They won't go near a poll, but they'll be vote. They'll definitely will. It's just a way to cheat.
I think I'm going to stand by one of these election deals and make sure they don't.
Yeah, right.
I think I am.
They do that in the cover of darkness, dude. Like the pizza boxes covering the windows last election with Trump.
They had a flood.
It flooded all the ballots.
It was a rigged election. Everybody knows. I don't. If you want to come after me, fucking do it. But
well, that's the sad thing is not everybody knows. A bunch of people are idiots.
Everybody's fucking dying. I am telling this on the fucking national fucking deal. You come after me, everybody's dying. I am not afraid to fucking die. You fucks. You cocksuckers.
Hey, we're PG. We're PG.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. You're going to have to bleep this shit out or something.
We're going to go R. All right. Guest call in 563-999-3404. 563-999-3404. Shots Brothers, our second show, Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, we're hitting a great audience of two people.
So,
hey, you got
so anyway,
somewhere.
No, you do. You do. So, has there been any good whiskey? No. I haven't had any. I've been drinking vodka because of my diabetes.
Yeah, whiskey's not good for the diabetes.
The vodka is the best. If
low
you have
calories,
diabetes.
Low sugar.
Well, no sugar. It's no
but
sugar.
Jack and Coke is a no-no then.
Well, dude, I can't drink Jack and Coke anyway. The last time I drank Jack and Coke is I was at David's house. And I knocked his fence down. Do you remember that?
Who?
David, the wrestler. Your buddy in high school.
Oh, D.C.
Huh? Yeah, I knocked his fence down.
Oh, at the high school graduation party?
Yeah. I apparently knocked the fence down, right? And then his mailbox. And then I walked down the street and tried to fight the wrestling coach. And then the cops
Waterman?
Came. No, some other dude. Some
so
other
like,
dude.
What are you trying to fight? You must have been really drunk.
No, I wouldn't have been that stupid. No, I didn't know this guy. He was supposedly some, I don't know, he was supposedly some badass, some bitch. And
I wouldn't have gone good.
And I was on the street, and he was at his house, and you guys came and got me, and then the cops came. So then the cops came. He called the cops. And I'm in Livermore's Ford Ranger. Remember that turd wagon?
His what?
Remember that? His Ford Ranger.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The brown Ford Ranger. 4-speed?
Brown.
Or was it 5-speed?
Yeah, the cops show up, and I'm in the car. And everybody's out front now because the cops are there. And I put the back of my head through his back window.
What
and the cops,
the hell?
Yeah, dude. The cops are trying to get in. Cops trying to get in. And I was like, hey, I got it. Just don't let them out. It's going to be bad. It's going to be fucking, it's going to be bad. If you try and get this guy out, it ain't going to go well. I cannot drink. I can't drink it. Like good whiskey, I can, maybe. But any kind of it just lights me up, dude. I automatically want to fight. I don't get it.
This motherfucker leaving me short staffed. Sorry. I just sorry.
Just look out. Did you put you and I in PG? You really put us at PG? what the hell is wrong with you putting us PG?
That's what we agreed upon last time. I couldn't stop cussing, so this time I was good about it.
Dude, that's like putting Eddie Murphy on PG. Good Lord,
sorry, at least go PG-13.
We're gonna get hammered.
Oh yeah. All right. We have 6 minutes left. I can't help it, dude. We should just be R so we can just be ourselves.
Do R from now on. We are Gen X. We are grandfathered in to be rated R. And I'm grandfathered in to say a lot of shit that you people think are sensitive. Go F yourself. Because you think it's upsetting to say what I said in 1980, that ain't happening. Deal with it. I promise you. I ain't gonna stop. What was that? I just heard a ding.
All right.
On my phone.
I don't know. We're on Blog Talk Radio. This is Shots Brothers, 563-999-3404. Call us. We have 5 minutes left, 563-999-3404. All right, what else is going on in the great state of Tennessee?
So in Tennessee, we bought the TGBQT.
Oh, I heard that. I heard that, yeah.
FU. That was just a beautiful thing.
Weed is illegal.
Well, they're trying. I really don't understand that. It is such a moneymaker. I'm thinking of getting on the board and then working my way up. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a white. I think I qualify,
Everything you're looking for in an employee.
everything they're looking for. But I got to tell you, I mean, that is the dumbest thing. And if I could just be on the board, like a freaking retarded. I mean, how much money does this generate for the state?
Oh, it's insane. It's insane. Like, state Colorado, I can't even imagine. Or even here, California. It's so such a big state.
Look at the numbers. Look at the numbers.
It just pits it away.
It's a Bible state. But you better change real quick, because change is coming real quick. Because all these assholes, can I say asshole?
On PG? Do whatever. I can put the R.
Because all these asses are moving from New York and California and blah, 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 and they're just moving in. They're like, oh, Tennessee's nice. Because we voted wrong. But we're going to do it again.
All right, real quick. 2 minutes. Thoughts on crypto. We took a big dump here a little bit. You still all in?
Keep on holding. Bye.
Keep on holding and bye. That's how I am too. Bye. Get your dollars out of the retirement home and get them out.
I'm telling you, people, right now, the dollar will be shit.
Yeah.
The dollar
be garbage.
Will be shit.
The
garbage.
BRICS nations, they got it lined up.
If you want to be investing in gold and stuff, whatever, that's
gold,
fine.
Silver, real estate, assets.
If you invest in 1980, you're golden. But cryptos now. Investing. And Brilliant. It went up 80% the other day.
Damn.
I hold Brilliant.
That's a good run right there.
80%. What did your stuff do? Nothing.
Mine all got killed recently.
Well, I'm not talking to you directly, bro.
Oh, you're talking to them. We got 60 seconds. The British lady with the beautiful rump said 60 seconds. So, all right, T-Man, what else do you want to say? Parting thoughts for the two listeners.
I want to say, love your First Amendment. Okay.
Love it.
Know all your rights. Love your guns.
Love your guns. Am I being detained? Am I free to go?
Absolutely. Know your rights, people. Know your rights.
Right.
Love
Absolutely.
Your guns. Bye.
USA, we got 10 seconds, brother. All right. Great talking to you. We'll talk again Sunday, 9 a.m. Pacific, maybe 9 a.m. Eastern. We'll see. All right, T. Adios.
Love you, brother.
We'll change that intro music. Extra music.